You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show talking The Originals. We're going to be talking about Friday's episode, Cinco de Mayo. And there was no Mexicans in this episode.
No.
Maybe a couple walking down Bourbon Street. It was called High Water and a Devil's Daughter. Alongside of me, I have...
Kristen.
From?
According to Kristen.
Are you all right? People, it's accordingtokristen.com. I know, yes. Kristen feels that she's famous and she just has to give you a little bit of it and you're supposed to search for it, but that is what it is.
Listen, that's usually what you say, so you threw me off a little.
Whatever. All right, so let's talk about it. I was ready again, once again.
Oh, hell no.
Actually, you were waiting for sushi?
That was on Sunday.
Thank you.
Let's talk about yesterday.
We're talking about Sunday.
I sat here for over an hour waiting for you to call me on Skype.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. I have the text to prove it. I will post.
That doesn't mean it's me. There's so many apps.
Oh my God.
So let's talk about the episode since I finally have your attention now. Mm-hmm. Overall, Kristen, how'd you feel? Yes. How'd you feel?
I liked it.
No love, but just liked.
No, well, I loved it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Top three favorite parts. Go.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh.
Hope with Marcel.
That was, I'm not gonna lie, I got a little teary-eyed in that.
Right?
Yeah, that was, now, did you like all of it? Did you like it in the beginning before all the crap hit the fan? Or was it the after when they're sitting on the bench together?
No, I like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because I think she felt something when she was playing with his toys.
Yeah.
In the attic. So it's like, I think everything tied together really good.
Yeah, see them two together. And I think it's almost what I like is that I think you can kind of tell that Marcel is going to protect that little girl.
Yeah.
Like, so I was like, yes. And then when Clausen goes and visits Marcel.
Oh, he was pissed.
No. Oh, we mean when he went
when
to...
he thought he took her?
Oh, dude. And then because when I was watching, I was like, stop, Klaus. Everything's mm-hmm. cool. Everything's cool. You know, so what, do you believe Klaus at the end of the episode kind of like saying, hey, I mean, it was kind of shocking. You know, he wasn't a smartass. He actually said he didn't want anything to happen to Marcel either.
Yeah.
And do you think that's all sincere? Do you think Marcel is like, okay, Klaus has changed, I can believe him? Or do you think there's some kind of motive with Klaus?
I don't think there's a motive because we've said it in the past few episodes that Klaus is changing because of Hope.
Correct.
And her saying that Marcel is her friend and he's actually kind of her brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it is true that they need to team up.
I'm excited.
Me too.
What'd you think about when Klaus pimp slapped Dominique's head off his body?
Yes. I was like, come back from that, sucker.
Now, you know what? Watch him come back.
I know.
If he does, we're like screwed. That's all I got to say. Because when he bitch slapped him, I was like, oh. I was hoping we would see a little bit more Klaus of changing. But it's obviously that he hit a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
And then got his head knocked off.
Yes.
So that was awesome. I think that's probably my favorite part. Don't get me wrong. The whole Hope thing and Marcel. I mean, there were little parts. But that part, it just felt good because I knew. Because you know that as soon as you mess or threaten Hope, it's over for whoever the person is.
Yep.
And I'm glad. I never liked Dominique. He was like a little douchebag.
Yes, he is a douche.
So hopefully he'll stay dead. So we'll see what happens with that. What'd you think about the beginning of Josh and Freya? That whole thing there. And Freya, I mean, it's obvious in that moment you see that Keelan. What's her name? Keelan is definitely a distraction.
Yes.
Because as soon as she pushed what's his face out of that thing, that circle, I was like, you played right into his hands.
Yep.
So I guess we'll talk about the kiss. I'm trying to figure out because were you watching all the tweets from like Tess and everybody online during that?
No, because I watched the episode later that night.
Yeah, it was all over Twitter. Like it was, and I was like, what? And then I think I tweeted either your peeps. What is it? The originals
AAF.
Yeah. And then and Tess at the same time. I was like, geez, by the look of y'all's tweets, it sounds like an amazing episode. They're like, just wait. So yeah, I was wondering, Kristen, I'm not gonna lie, I really thought they weren't gonna kiss again. I was like, oh my god, if she walks off,
I thought so too, because Freya was being a little biatch.
She was. But you know what? I'm trying to figure out though. Do you, as much as like it's a roller coaster of emotions with Freya and my relationship with her, but I could see why she was being a snatch face.
I get it too, because she was getting distracted and she needs to not be.
Yeah. And then she's also like, it's her family's priority, number one, over her even.
Yeah, but to me, like, okay, I definitely get that part, but mm-hmm. Kaylin is trying to help. So it's true. Like, tell her to do something so that she can help you rather than standing around distracting you.
When she got a little attitude at the end, I was like, bitch, she just fucking saved your life. You were dead.
Right?
Like, right? She was like, I mean, that was it. And she brought her back, still being a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kaylin is still, she's helpful. Like, she's a distraction, but Freya's allowing her to be a distraction. I think if you recruit her
right.
to help you, she's willing to help.
Bring her in the fold. But, you know, I mean, when those disciples pounced on Kaylin, she killed all of them.
Yeah.
So I think she's a badass wolf.
I think so, too.
But the kiss, what'd you think? Were you satisfied with the buildup? Because, you know, you and I have been waiting this entire time. Mm-hmm. So did it satisfy? I mean, and I know not satisfied like in a girl-on-girl-on-girl action. But, I mean, was it like the buildup? Did it pay off for you where you're like, okay, I'm happy?
I think so.
I thought it was done well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm you know, the whole turnaround. And I really thought it was Keely, she was going to plant it on her and just be like, I'm out of here, bitch. Bye. But seeing Freya like, get over here. I was like, oh, yeah. Can already tell who's wearing the pants in the family.
Right.
So it was good to see that. Finally. Done.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is Keeline going to die? Now that Freya's found love? You think she's going to make it through the season?
I think so.
I think so, too. She's pretty tough.
She's a badass chick.
Yeah, she's tough. I like her. And you know, and it would be nice for Freya to get a little love.
Yes.
She's been really mean lately, ever since the beginning. Okay, so I got a question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Since they're talking about the bones and everything else, Elijah brings up Mystic Falls and Tyler.
Yes.
And Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Wolf line, bloodline, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Have you heard, have you heard anything of Mystic Falls online?
No.
Okay. So what is your thoughts on that? Do you think we're going to be going back to Mystic Falls? Do you think Mystic Falls is going to be coming to New Orleans?
Okay. This is what I think. Okay. I have not read anything.
Okay.
But based on, we've talked about this before, about the whole school that Caroline and Alaric have.
Yes.
Okay. So to me, in this episode, I think that might be coming because of the way that they were talking about Hope, that she's getting bored and she needs to be with other people, with other kids.
So you think
like her.
So do you think they're going to take Hope to the Hogwarts School of Hogwarts?
Yes.
Oh, so you think?
I think so.
You think it's going to be like a road trip? Like we're going to.
I think so.
That would be kind of cool because I love those two little girls in Mystic Falls.
Yeah, those were two other badasses.
Yes. So
the kids are going to take over.
I would watch a show if it was just at school. I swear to God, I would. It was a bunch of like 6-year-olds running around zapping people. I would so watch that show.
A little Hogwarts.
Yes. You know what? Because I was wondering if it was coming to us. But now that you brought that up, that would be so much cooler to just put Hope in the car, drive over there. All of a sudden, she meets the two little girls and, oh, man.
Well, because Rick was in the preview for the next episode.
Was he?
Yeah.
All I could see was Davina.
You were tunnel vision.
I swear I thought the episode was called Divina because that's all I saw.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was
no,
it.
They showed Rick and I.
Nah, I don't know.
It was, you know how those previews are so quick.
Are you like, sure that wasn't? Are you sure that wasn't Divina with a cloak? Because she looks so sexy in that cloak.
Rick doesn't that.
See,
it.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, now you're thinking about it. It was Divina.
No,
it was Divina.
No, I was gonna say Rick was not wearing a cloak, so no. Divina was wearing the cloak. Rick was by himself.
Sexy cloak. Get it right. Sexy cloak. Okay. I didn't even see Rick. I got so excited. I rewound like 3 times. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is that Divina for real? And then I rewound it again and again and again.
I could be wrong, but it looked like somebody was knocking him down to the ground. So
who cares?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it was Divina knocking him down.
Hey, I like Rick.
You know what? He's another one that's roller coasters for me. Like, there's times where I'm like, yeah, Rick. And then I'm like, oh, I want to just die already again.
Oh, my God. I can't even keep track of whether he's human or.
I have no idea. I just know that now he's going to be a teacher of witches or whatever. I still don't even know what he's doing. He's just got two badass kids that I want to see mess things up.
It made me sad, though, that they brought up Tyler because.
Because Damon.
There's nothing he can do.
Now he could come back to life.
No.
Why couldn't he? I mean, Damon killed him. Yeah, maybe he's on the other side. And Davina's coming back. Davina could do anything because she's hot.
True. She should bring Tyler back. I like Tyler.
I really like Tyler also. And when Damon killed him. Oh, sorry, everybody that hasn't seen The Vampire Diaries. You know what? You're
spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're too late because that crap's been out for like forever. That part there.
You know, I think Tyler got gypped out of a big, like, storyline ending. It was, like, they brought him back real quick. He said one thing to Damon, and Damon just killed him. I was like, really?
I
deserved better than that.
I think I liked it. Because when it happened, I was like, what the fudgesicles?
I was too, but mostly because I was like, what the hell is this?
No, I was like, they just, it's like a The Walking Dead kill. It was like, whoa, I thought. Oh, Tyler. I liked him. Because I think with Tyler, for me, is like, Tyler in the beginning was like a douchebag. And then when he became the werewolf, I was like, oh, this is going to be badass. And it was cool. And then all of a sudden, Tyler leaves.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was like, oh, then he comes back for the funeral. And then he leaves. So I was already cool with his story. But to see him and then to see what happened, I was like, So I don't know. So what do you think? Do you think... I mean, because wasn't he the last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how that's going to...
They're going to need his bones.
I don't know, man.
Maybe they're going to go try to find his bones, and then he's going to be not there. And then they're going to be like, oh, where's Tyler? And he's not dead.
you're really reaching there, aren't you?
I know, yeah.
But maybe his bone is one of the bones that can be used. I don't know, I'm just reaching also.
No, that's what they were saying, wasn't it?
I don't know. I just saw Divina.
Oh my god!
Sorry, that's all I'm starting to. I'm starting to get like amnesia just talking about Divina. Like, what are we doing right now? What are we?
You're crazy. Wasn't it the Divina show?
It was the Divina show. That's exactly what it was. So Elijah and Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think about that thing? Well, hold on. What was going through your mind when like Vincent shows up and he's like, "What the hell? There's 4 dead girls."
Oh my god.
You knew that was going to happen when he left.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that was so obvious.
I was like, Vincent, you didn't even lock it.
Right?
He was like, I'm going to get out of here. Don't touch this spiritual knife that kills people magically that we can save everybody.
Oh, my God.
When he did that, I was like, Vincent, you did that on purpose.
Yes. But like, he just wanted someone else to do it so that he wouldn't have to. It
didn't matter. The ancestors screwed them both. When they started, when I saw the blood come out of Elijah, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then when Vincent turned around, I was like, oh, we're screwed here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not good. But then Divina from the Divina show.
Yes.
saves the day. Not even there. She's from the other side. Her bones. That's how badass she is. Her bones save the day.
Did you think even her skull was beautiful?
I would have like pet it. It would have been like.
Oh, my God.
I would have like, yeah, man, I would put it on the table. It'd be like
Spalding on like a velvet pillow.
It'd be like Spalding on Castaway with Tom Hanks. I'd be Tom Hanks, and she'd be my volleyball. Yeah, that skull was just beautiful. I'd make love to it.
Wow.
Let's see what else. So Elijah and Vincent, they got their stuff. It looks like Davina's coming back, which is going to be totally badass because she's going to be a badass mofo. Mm-hmm. She looked like a Jedi, a sexy Jedi witch. Just saying that. I think that's it because I just got everything. I think. Oh, no, hold on. I got distracted with Davina talking about Davina, but my other girlfriend, Sophia, she got the freaking dagger in her thanks to Dom. Mm-hmm. And then the Hollow comes out, which the Hollow, at first I thought it was Davina because
I did too.
It looked like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's another, but it's obvious that it, okay, right? It's a girl, right?
Yes,
a girl
it is spirit. A girl.
And she's inside Sophia now.
Yes.
Which is, sucks balls, which is still cool because I can still look at Sophia.
Yeah.
But she's, this is not good because she's going to be against Marcel.
Mm-hmm.
And that means she could possibly die, which she looks really good on my television.
Unless they find a way to get the Hollow out of her.
I will help with that process too, if I have to. If I got to sacrifice a cat, a squirrel, I got squirrels here. I got squirrels at the house. I can kill a squirrel, make a circle. What we got to do to help Sophia? Yeah, when she got possessed with her, I was like, oh, this is not going to be good.
Mm-mm.
Crap. So, but now the Hollow's inside her.
Yes.
But it's good, though, because now it's in there. We got the four girls are back to life. Everything's beautiful. Davina's coming back to help.
Mm-hmm.
It looks pretty badass. This coming up Friday looks like a badass episode.
Yes, it does.
So I'm excited.
Well, you didn't even see the preview, Michael.
I did.
All you saw was Davina's face.
I saw her. Okay, no. I saw like, and then I saw.
That's what you saw.
And then I saw. And then I was like, who's at that church? That looks like a Jedi. And I was like, wait.
What you didn't see was Rick.
No, I didn't. And then I hear. And then I was like, who's that sexy Jedi? Is this Star Wars? And then all of a sudden she's like, I'm here to help you. I was like, oh. Rewind. Stop. Slow-mo. That's Davina.
Oh, my God.
And then I just remember barely Davina saying, we're counting on you. And she looked at Haley. But then I blinked, and then all I saw was Haley's vision. That's what I saw. I think next week's episode, this week's episode is called the Davina episode.
No.
I think so.
Mm-mm, you're wrong. It's not.
With a blink side of Rick.
Maybe. A blink side.
Maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. Do you think we'll get Caroline to come this season in the originals? She's going to be attached to the girls, right?
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, I would say so because she's running the school too.
That would be so cool. Because then she'd come back and Klaus doesn't have a girl. Caroline. Stefan's not around.
Oh my God. Mike, don't say that because we're going to get.
What? If they have not watched. Seriously.
No, I'm not saying because that's a spoiler. I'm saying you're bringing up the Klaus and Caroline topic.
What's wrong with that? They should be together. They should be together.
Shippers are serious.
Oh, so you're telling me there's people out there online that do not want Klaus and Caroline together?
No, they do.
Oh, they do? Well, so I'm one of them.
If you bring it up and it doesn't happen, we're going to get like hate mail.
You're going to get hate mail because you're not for it.
I didn't bring it up. You did.
I brought it up because I'm with them.
So I am too.
No. Before we talk, everybody that's listening, before the show started, I told everybody that I was going to. I told Kristen I was going to bring this up and she's like, that's so gross.
Oh my God, you're such a liar.
I was like, you don't want to see them together? She's like, no.
Okay. Here's the truth. Okay. I was not a fan of the whole Stefan and Caroline thing.
Okay.
So I would have taken Caroline with anyone.
Wow.
I love Stefan, but I like their friendship. I didn't like them as a
see that
couple.
Do you see that people that you see how her feelings are just so wishy-washy? You know I'm telling the truth. She's just Kristen.
Listen, you stop.
Kristen, we got to go now because you're about to get hate mail.
Wait, but we didn't mention that this episode was directed by Charles Davis.
Yes, a.k.a. Marcel.
Yeah.
I don't know the real names. Well, Charles I know Joseph Morgan. Davis. Yeah, that guy right there. I like him. He's cool.
Yes.
But I awesome. Know him as Marcel. No, it was a great episode. And this was his first time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. Good stuff. We got a little bit of everybody in it. You know, even Davina.
Even Davina. All you need is Rebecca, and you're good to
go. Oh, my gosh. That would be – my nipples would just explode. They would just, like, pop off. They like popcorn.
Oh, my God.
If we could get Rebecca back, I'd be a happy camper. If, you know what? If Rebecca came back this episode, I'd be like, I don't need to see anymore. The series could be done, and I'd be happy.
You have to follow one of the writers. Her Twitter handle is Cadley Mac. You have to follow her because she does Q&As sometimes. And I don't know if this was after Rebecca left this last time.
Right.
Someone asked if they were going to see Rebecca again, and she said eventually. Not sure. Don't quote me on that. But follow her because she does give good information about the episodes and characters.
Well, I don't care about – I don't want to be – I don't care. I just – if she just –
Don't you want to know if Rebecca's coming back?
Yeah.
Okay, so follow Cadley Mac.
But I don't want to have to sift through that. I just want her to just a tweet going, Rebecca's coming. Two episodes.
And pin it to the top of her page.
That's what I need to see.
Okay, well, if I see it, I will tell you.
Please do, because I don't have the time to sift through all that. I just need to know, is she coming, and does she want to go out with me? That's what I need to know. Find that out for me.
Oh, my God.
Okay? I'm going to be there at her movie. She's got a new movie coming out. 47 Meters Down or something like that with sharks. Mm-mm. With Mandy Moore. Mm-hmm. As soon as I saw that trailer, I was like, oh, my God, because I love Mandy Moore also. But I love Rebecca Moore. So I was like, I don't care. I was about to just jump in the ocean and start killing sharks just because I didn't want anything. That's a whole different story. Mm-hmm. I think we're done, right?
Yes.
All right, people. So thanks for tuning in to our recap of the originals Highwater and A Devil's Daughter. New episode airs on Friday. Hopefully, Kristen and I can get together Saturday or Sunday. Last time on Sunday, she's like, I'm getting sushi night. Those fans are just going to have to wait because I'm a diva.
That is false.
Excuse me. We'll be back hopefully this weekend and to chat the new episode. I have no idea who's it directed by or what it's called, but I have a feeling it's called the Divina episode or Sexy Jedi named Divina. D is One Sexy Witch. Whatever y'all want to call it, that's what I call my episode. Mm-hmm. If you want to check out Kristen, you can go to her blog. She's got a blog. I will give you the correct name, accordingtokristen.com. That's where everything is for her. And then she's on Twitter and Instagram. You can go ahead and give that out.
I am on Twitter and Instagram at @thisiskristen_.
Sweet. And for me... got a blog, iwatchmike.com. We're there. You can go to iTunes and search Talking the Originals. So if you got an iTunes account, there you go. You can subscribe. That way you don't miss the show. Or if you don't have it, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. We do this show. Plus, Kristen and I, with our other friends, we do The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead, which is going to be coming back soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you can, if you didn't get any of that, on iwatchmike.com, if you scroll to the top, you'll see where something that says podcast. All the links are there as well. Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. Snapchat's on the blog. iWatchMike on Facebook. I think that's it. Everybody else, have a good remaining week. Is that what it is?
Wait. We have to give out our friend's Twitter handle.
Oh, first, our friend Tess.
Yeah.
What's her Twitter handle?
It is Trenton Tess.
She is a big fan of the originals and TV in general. She loves to talk. She loves to tweet. You know, one day we got to do, maybe we have her come on the show.
Oh my God, I thought that the other day.
I just, you know, because I was going to bring it up to you, but the last time I brought up a female, you were like, hello, I was the only girl for you, Mike. So I don't know anybody else on there.
God.
I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was that time of the month for you, but you're
like,
you
know what we need to do? We need to get Davina on this podcast. We need to get Danielle Campbell on this podcast.
I wouldn't even be able to talk. You'd be that like,
would be a first.
You'd be like, Mike, what do you have to say? I'd be like, I'd just be like, I'd be like,
and your nipples would be hard.
I'd be like, I love you, and my nipples are hard. That's what I'd be saying. But yeah, maybe one day we can invite Tess to come on. Yeah. That would be kind of cool. I don't know if she has Skype or I don't know what her deal is or whatever, but that would be interesting one day. And then, so she's a big fan. I'm sure she's going to be listening to this, and she's going to be just tweeting us like crazy. Hopefully, we didn't strike a nerve on her. Hopefully, she's like, you guys rock, and I agree with you totally. We'll see. And then, of course, we got another shout-out to
The Originals AAF and
Yes.
TBD Fans Online.
Sweet. So check them out too, because they're like super, 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 super fans.
Mm-hmm.
They're always retweeting our stuff and all that good stuff. And they're always I haven't never the other one that you just said, TV, what is it?
TBD Fans Online.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to check that out, but my peeps over at, what is it? The Originals AFF? Or is it
AAF.
AAF.
Mm-hmm.
They always, I've been seeing, I retweet some of their tweets, and I guess their the Originals hasn't been renewed yet. Did you notice?
No, I don't think they have been.
It hasn't. So I'm like, what the hell? Going on
here? I know, I'm scared.
Bring back Davina and Rebecca. Boom, I just fixed the show. You see that? Bring those two back. Okay, I think we're done.
Yes.
All right, say goodbye.
Bye.
You are the reason your family is alive, and now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.